Speaking with Environment Minister Peter Kent, how are you doing today?
I'm just fine, thank you. The sun is shining in Ottawa. I hope it is in the mountains.
The Glacier Discovery Walk was just green-lighted as part of the environmental assessment. You said you did a robust assessment. What exactly did that entail?
It's an assessment which is similar to all of the environmental assessments carried out under the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act. But in our national parks, there are additional considerations which have to do with the management plans of the parks and the particular sensitivities, say, in Jasper National Park, which is a World Heritage Site. So it was a complete assessment. It is a very small development footprint, as you know. The location is currently a parking lot by the side of the Icefields Parkway. The applicant, Brewster Travel Canada, presented a very comprehensive plan that's sensitive to the ecological impact, and the process was thorough. The consultation process with the public and with other stakeholders was very thorough, and in the end, a positive determination was made.
So there's obviously support for the project. There were also some detractors, and how did that weigh into the final assessment?
Well, we listened to everybody. Canadians are very passionate about our natural spaces, and there were some very strong interventions. We considered them all. There were a good many form letters or form emails as well. We don't make decisions on projects like this on the basis of volume, but we did consider all of the points made and decided on balance that the project was worthy. It's in the line of more than a century of partnership with private sector operators in the hospitality field, in terms of golf courses, ski hills, and of course the Columbia Icefields experience has been operated by Brewster for many years, and their reputation in the mountain parks is exemplary.
Now, a couple months back, right in the middle of the assessment process, Parks Canada made the unusual step of coming out with a press release to clarify some issues, especially with regards to privatization of the national park. Why did you feel the necessity to do this?
Well, because there was a great deal of misinformation in the air, you know, both in the blogosphere and in terms of letters to the editor, in terms of discussions both in and outside of Canada. And we just wanted to remind folks that, you know, there is a long history. And again, each national park has its own management plan. It has its own relationship in terms of visitor experience and visitor opportunity. Some of our national parks are maintained in entirely pristine condition or virtually pristine condition. And others have, as Banff and Jasper and Yoho have developed over the years, have allowed in very strictly controlled circumstances, as I said, hotels, golf courses, ski hills, and in this case, it's basically an improvement on an existing visitor facility where people can get a magnificent view up the Sunwapta Valley. So it was a point of clarification, and it was one that we felt that it was appropriate to make, given some of the more exaggerated interventions that we'd received with regards to the Glacier Walk proposal.
Last question, how is the Glacier Discover Walk in line with the mandate of Parks Canada, as well as the management plan for Banff and Jasper National Parks?
Oh, it's perfectly in line, and it's certainly in line with the management plan for Jasper National Park and adjacent Banff National Park. All Canadians should thank Jasper Park Superintendent Greg Fenton for his management of the park. He's the current standard bearer. And as you know, Jasper National Park is a World Heritage Site. 97% of the wilderness area is absolutely protected. And we received a wonderful award last year for our Jasper National Park's dark skies. The fact that astronomers can come to Jasper and view the heavens without the light pollution that is so prevalent elsewhere around the world, and Parks Canada has been very sensitive, creating a balance between appropriate development and viewer experience and service and the great natural spaces that are our mountain parks.
Environment Minister Peter Kent, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
A pleasure. All the best.